This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon. Joining us is Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Dave.
Well, we're looking at better numbers for single-family homes and condos in Rhode Island this past November. To talk about that and discuss some other real estate issues is Rhode Island Association of Realtors President Vicki Doran. Welcome.
Thank you, Dave.
The 43% year-to-year rise in single-family homes and 37% hike in condo sales for November, that's pretty good numbers, right?
Those are awesome numbers. We're thrilled.
And these numbers, is there an explanation for that? In 1 month, we've got great numbers.
Well, I think because the interest rates are historically low, which is a key to home recovery, and also the home pricing is very good. Sellers are realizing that it's time to, price your homes right. If they're priced right, they sell quickly. They sell for close to asking price. So that's a good, good indication that the recovery is on its way.
Does it being the end of the year or towards the end of the year have any relation?
I don't think so, because usually, typically, our spring market is the most busy market. But this year, fall has been outstanding with the winter market being as equally as busy.
Do you think, Vicki, that the tax changes that are being ushered in and through November, the sort of fear of tax changes, the expectation that capital gains rates were going to change and all the rest of that had to do with the fiscal cliff and what was going on in Washington, do you think that spurred some people to action?
I do believe that did spur some people, thinking that perhaps the rates would raise and that there would be all kinds of, problems with getting a mortgage. So I think that did move people into the market.
And now, I'm wondering, the November was a great month, but how is it for the first 11 months of the year compared with the first 11 months of 2011? Do you have those figures?
Actually, the sales have been creeping up every month since the beginning of last year, which is great. June really started to see things really move forward in a very positive way. Inventory is, like I said, it's low.
So you think that the people are wondering, is the inventory of foreclosed homes through short sales, through other odds and ends, is that really picking up in volume?
Well, I think what's happened is the banks are becoming more aggressive in getting the short sales and foreclosures off their, off their inventory, which we didn't have that before. So that, with a diminished foreclosure market, regular home sales are really taking a good jump start as well.
In looking at how these housing numbers are processed, I did a little back reading. Pending sales are not counted in this statistic, are they?
No, they're not.
Okay. And so I would imagine if it's good numbers for sales being finalized, it's also good numbers for pending sales out there?
That's correct. Pending sales are up.
Can the real estate data take a while to report? In other words, we have numbers for November. Those aren't necessarily transactions done in November, are they?
Well, the Rhode Island Association tracks every day. So when there's a closed sale, it's reported immediately. As well as pendings.
So there's no time lag from,
no, there isn't.
Say, a city hall or a town hall into your organization or whoever's keeping the numbers?
No, we have the most up-to-date information.
Now, their sales are just for where realtors are involved.
That is
right?
Correct.
Right. It's not the total market, although there isn't a lot where realtors not involved, but there are some.
Yeah, like home for sale by owners or things like that. But typically we report every sale.
Do some of the Rhode Island numbers also include, we'll call it Metro Providence, which gets into Seekonk, which gets into Rehoboth,
no.
Fall River?
No,
okay.
We only track Rhode Island.
Now, I'm also wondering, we're seeing a little bit of an uptick on the very, very high end of homes, properties in Jamestown, down in Little Compton, Westport, Mass., and other places. What do you think that's about?
Well, the way real estate works is if I buy a house and I want to move up, somebody's buying my house, I'm moving up. So, that's all indications that the market is doing well because obviously, we do get a lot of people who move up and that's been helping that high-end market.
You think there's also a little bit, again, of that same issue of the tax changes? I mean, we've seen, for instance, in businesses selling themselves or being sold partnerships that a lot of people wanted to lock in their capital gains in 2012 as opposed to wait and see what might happen in 2013.
Oh, I think that's a key factor.
This is The Bottom Line. We're speaking with Rhode Island Association of Realtors President Vicki Doran. How is the lending climate these days? What are the banks feeling about broadening their lending, perhaps being a little more liberal.
I think that's another key in this recovery for Rhode Island is that, you know, banks are lending money again. Obviously, you have to have good credit. That's a key. But they are loosening those reins a little bit, which is great.
How loose?
Well, as I said, you have to have good credit and you have to have a job. So as long as you have those two items, you can pretty much get a mortgage.
So you're not seeing any of the sort of, they used to call them liar's loans or any, you know, sort of the things that got us into trouble before. Those have all been purged from the system.
Well, right? We don't see that anymore at all,
yeah,
no.
Okay.
Suppose a potential home buyer comes to you and says, I really like house X, but I've been unemployed in the past 5 years. I have a job now. The family's working again. Is that a problem?
As long as their credit is fair, FHA is a good lending tool for people who have, you know, moderate credit, have just started back at a job. They do like to see an employment history, so that could be a factor.
Let's get back to the talk of eliminating the mortgage interest deduction as a possibility. Is there anything that might replace it so homeowners would not see higher taxes? What's the talk of that out there?
The mortgage interest reduction?
Right.
We don't see anything on the table right now, but that has always been a key to having buyers buying homes because they get that deduction. We lobby very hard, you know, with our congressional people to, you know, keep that in place. So, you know, the benefit of owning a home is always a good thing.
And there's no sense out there in the world of realtors and in Congress of something that might replace the mortgage interest deduction as an equitable trade for homeowners.
I'm not aware of that right now. So right now we're keeping lobbying for the interest deduction to stay in place for homeowners.
There is a change in the coming year in terms of limiting deductions for high-income families, and therefore the mortgage interest deduction could be part of a limit on a high-income family. But it's a really, I was reading a column this morning, and it's going to take all these websites that help you calculate, you know, what you're going to pay more. It's going to take them weeks before they are able to debug it to the sense that everyone who comes to it will be able to use it. So it's very complex. So it's possible that actually on the high end, you might see capping of the mortgage deduction, but only as part of all deductions, itemized deductions.
Vicki, any final advice for potential home buyers?
This is a great time to buy. Interest rates are low. Prices are stabilized. It's time to get into the market if you're going to buy a home today.
Okay, thanks. We've been looking at the Rhode Island real estate market with Rhode Island Association of Realtors President Vicki Doran.
Thank you so much.
And our thanks, as usual, to Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Thanks, Mark.
Great to be here, Dave.
For The Bottom Line, I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.